Well, we're back, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are live.
That's an old guy trying to learn a young man's job, but we're getting there bit by bit. Where were we, Peter?
We were right here. I just want to say it's a real honor to be here with
Georgia?
Georgia.
He knew it a second ago.
I knew
spot,
it.
He forgot it.
I thought Gloria. Yeah, a name tag would help. Yeah. No, the fact that you're 11 months sober is very encouraging for everybody. And
yeah.
Thank you for being here. And it's so great, Jason, that you're feeling better and hopefully your transplant will come this year.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I just got a call before we came into the show today that they're doing some more testing to prepare me for a transplant.
So that's wonderful.
That's great. So I'm going for some tests in December to prepare for the transplant, make sure everything's all good with my health. Because I have to make sure that I'm healthy before I can go through a transplant. So it's just trying to get ready for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing what they can do in the health industry these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure is. Yeah, for sure.
You'll be okay.
Living proof.
As long as they find you one, you'll be okay, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday was sharing an article that they're working on an artificial kidney right now.
Really?
So that's another thing they're testing.
Yeah.
So that might be a possibility.
They can grow them now, right? Like individually.
I've heard about that. Yeah. So that's quite amazing. It's amazing the possibilities. So maybe there might be an easier way for me to get a kidney rather than going through a kidney transplant and, you know, something that's not so invasive.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we're keeping you in prayer there, buddy. And
thank you.
I'm sure it'll come one way or the other. And I'm not talking about the end. I'm talking about. Okay, here's something that fascinates me. That you know, in the way most of us believe, we end up perfect when we arrive in heaven. You know, wherever and whatever that looks like. And I think that's the only way we could be accepted by a perfect God, if you will, regardless of how you believe in that God. So that doesn't mean that we've done everything right here, not at all. But somehow we arrive, I believe, in a state where we cannot do that stuff anymore. The bad stuff, the sin, if you want to talk in religious terms. I think we're not able, and I was thinking about this last night. I think that would be the only acceptable way to arrive. And one of the things that built up to that was, in my mind anyway, was the fact that in our scripture anyway, God sees us already as perfect because, you know, our sin and all these things have been paid for by the death and renewal and resurrection of his son. So that means that, you know, in the eyes of God, we're already perfect. And God, however you understand God, I believe lives outside of time. So the real enemy, if you want, of mankind is this time thing. And I was thinking, you know, being so involved with jail and inmates and so on, that I use this expression, is it, well, when you've done your time, you're like that, you're ready, you know. When you've done your time, your physical time as a human on this earth, you're ready for the next move automatically. So, you know, and we're already seen that way, so we know it's true. But we also know that the only way we can get that way is we have to join the spiritual forces, if you will, outside of time. You know, it's kind of logical in a weird kind of way. So, you know, that would also mean that, you know, and my belief has always been anyway, I keep saying this, that the Creator had to see beginning, end, and that's claimed by pretty much all of the people who believe. And it must see everything incrementally all the way along. So, you know, so seeing us as perfect is not really a big deal, you know. Our big deal is trying to get through this enemy of time and becoming, you know, not only the best we can be, but becoming perfect, which we cannot become on this side. So that takes a lot of heat off me. It's like, you know, I'm responsible to do my best, and that's all I can do. And at the end of every day, I have to believe that I did my best. And then there's never anything left over, you know? You believe that?
That was a lot, to be honest. There was a lot in there. But I believe that when we leave here, it's all love. All the fear and the insecurities and the worries are gone. And yeah, we don't really have any control over what happens. I mean, we can do our best in each moment.
Yep.
But in the grand scheme of things, our time will be our time, and we don't have any say on that, right? It's just That's what right. we do with the time in between. I hope that I've paid my karmic debts up till this point, and that the second half of my life will be one of light and love and growth. Yeah. And I hope that other people who are suffering get the same kind of break that I did.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a, you know, there's a physical aspect to addiction, as well as you know, an emotional, spiritual, and mental thing. There's a physical part of it, and most after a time can get by that one. And
God can help there too, though.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You hand it over, even with smoking. Yeah. You know, I stepped one smoking. I said, okay, I'm powerless.
Yeah.
I do it with food in the morning time too, because you can. Yeah. pick up other addictions really easily. Food was a filler. So in the morning, when I spend that 10 minutes with God, I say I'm powerless over, you know, substances and food and smoking, and can you please guide me today and let me do your will, and I don't worry about it the rest of the day for some reason. You know, he takes it away from me.
You're in good stead. You're making good decisions first thing in the morning, I think, you know, good mental decisions. And I believe that works, but you know, if everything is kind of, it's all written in a sense, because you know, you read scripture and you read about the end because God can see it, and you read about all the things in between because God can see it, but we can't. And in a sense, that must mean, if this all-powerful, this almighty spiritual aspect sees every little thing and saw it from the beginning of time and from now outside of time and all that stuff, then there's no surprises to any part, because God knows what you're going to do every day. We have free will, yes, but he knows what you're going to do with it. So in a sense, in his book, your life is written, my life is written from A to Z. So but that doesn't mean that in my limited mind, and all of you other people, not quite so limited maybe, but limited minds, that we really, you know, we're written already. But this do our best, I think that's just a good human decision for people to make, because it keeps you up rather than down. You know, like we're going to overcome, we're going to be there, we're going to, it's like Osteen we listen to quite often, you know, very, very positive, and many think he's hokey because he gets such a following and so on. You can't be famous in any kind without getting a lot of critics anyway, but you know, whether you're a critic or a lover of the guy, he's positive, and he stays within the confines of, I believe, of scripture. So anyway, I think with that, any last words out there before we do a wrap on this guy, this show?
Just to read some scripture on love, you know, last night I went into the Recovery Bible, and Romans 12:9.
Yeah.
And love others, hate that's what's wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And love unconditionally, right? Yeah.
And I think that's what we mean when we say, you know, if all else fails, reach out. And that's you know, a decision in the direst time to reach out and help someone. Even if you sense you can't help them, you can just by reaching out. You know, just that. And I swear, and I do this not often, but when I have to, and I always come back, you know, just the same way we do out of the jails. We go, you know, like weather and stuff, and normally it doesn't bother me, but somebody begged me not to go last night, otherwise I'd have been there. But but I have to listen sometimes, and sometimes maybe someone's got a piece of wisdom that's going to save my life and maybe others too. So Peter, anything to add as we check out here?
Yeah, everything's great. being part of sharing the burden and everything is wonderful. So if there's anyone listening who's doing what I did, staying at home, getting drunk, it's not the answer. You need people, and Sharing the Burden is a great place to start. Sharingtheburden.ca, Scott Duncan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both. Thanks, Georgia. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks for having
thank
me.
Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Now get me out of here. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.